The well-known Czech graphic designer, painter and illustrator Oldřich Kulhánek died at the age of 72 in Prague on Monday. He is best known for creating the images on the modern Czech banknotes, but his works have served as inspiration for a whole generation of graphic artists, Masha Volinsky reports.
Masaryk, Němcová, Kmínies and Destinová. The graceful and almost emotive images of these historical figures appear on today's Czech banknotes thanks to Oldřich Kulhánek. The images made him one of the best-known Czech graphic artists and illustrators. His colleague, modern artist Jiří Sliva, spoke to Czech radio about his artistic versatility.
His style was historicizing, though some of his ideas, for example his erotic cycle, were incredibly funny, and included some modern elements as well. He was able to combine the old traditional craft of drawing, going back to the time of Rudolf II, with modern graphic trends.
Born in 1940 in Prague, Kulhánek graduated from the Academy of Arts, where he studied under Karel Svolinský in 1964. Soon after the success of his final school project, the illustration of Vladimír Holand's poem Dream, he had his first solo exhibit in 1968 in Prague. He captured the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia in that year in a series of allegorical drawings, which included a picture of Stalin and other communist dignitaries. These 12 prints made their way to the West and were exhibited in the 1970 World's Fair in Osaka, Japan. A year later, Kulhánek was arrested by the secret police on charges of sedition and slander against members of the party. After being held in jail and interrogated for a few weeks, Kulhánek was set free. But he was under surveillance for the next few years and was regularly brought in for questioning. During his struggle with the communist regime, Oldřich Kulhánek retained a grain of dark humor, both in his personal life and work.
I remember one interrogation by the secret police when one idiot kept screaming at me. He wanted to know who Hieronymus Bosch was, where he worked, and how I had met him. Even though I knew that he wanted to throw me in jail and was screaming at me, I said to myself, I must be dreaming. When I told him that Bosch died 500 years ago, he told me to drop the intellectual mockery.
Although he was not able to publish in Czechoslovakia in the 1970s, Oldřich Kulhánek did not give up. Many of his pieces were published and exhibited abroad at this time, sometimes under the pseudonym Ulrich Böhm. In 1982, he was awarded the Silver Medal for his illustrations of Faust at the International Exhibit of Book Art in Leipzig. In 1992 and 93, he worked on the creation of the new Czech banknotes, still in use today. His attention to detail in portraits, both facial expressions and physical qualities, gained him international renown. Kulhánek died suddenly at the age of 72 in his Prague home. His last two solo exhibits took place in Hungary and Japan, and a permanent exhibit of his work can be viewed at the MNK Gallery in Prague.
Masha Volinsky reporting.